Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Sunday, my friends, and welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Euro Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And it really is a big, fat, juicy Sunday because Gareth Southgate's England are into the last four, the semi-finals of the Euros after beating Ukraine out in Rome. The match, of course, was live on TalkSport, and this was the reaction.
Second half, there's no way back for Ukraine now. Listen to that roar around Rome. The Italian job has been successfully navigated. It is now two home wins for glory.
You're never quite sure how a game of football is going to play out. So for it to play out as it did, allow us to get players off the pitch that had yellow cards, a couple that have been carrying knocks, protect a couple. I mean, it's enjoyable, but then immediately I'm thinking about the players I didn't get on the pitch and the squad, because the likes of Connor Cody, Ben Chilwell, Aaron Ramsdale, Sam Johnston, Ben White, we've had 21 on the pitch, but those guys have been as important as any of those players on the pitch, the spirit they've created, the togetherness. So I'm regretful that I haven't got them on the field, and I hate this thing of having to leave three out of the 26. It takes more energy from me than anything, because none of them deserve to be out of the 26.
This was the take of the former Three Lion, Sol Campbell.
Spectacular. What a performance. What a performance. Very, very professional. They did the job. Scored early in the first half, early in the second half. Killer blows, knocked them out, and that was it. They were just dishevelled all over the place. They looked like that.
On to everyone's favourite Portuguese, the special one, Jose Mourinho.
I think the back four is really, really solid. Luke Shaw is playing better and better and better. Kyle Walker, amazing tournament is doing. The two centre-backs are very solid. I think the back four, with the amazing Euros that both central midfielders are doing, Luke Shaw is playing better and better and better.
A brilliant team performance. You know, obviously coming away from our home turf in Wembley, where we've really obviously enjoyed playing, but, you know, it was nice to sort of experience something different, but, you know, it's the same sort of, you know, thing that we wanted to achieve, and that was obviously to get through to the next round, and, you know, a great performance to top it off.
Again, it looks as though it's going to be a left-footed Luke Shaw away swinger. That's what's paired in. It's a header and in! Oh, and England have scored right at the beginning of both halves. Harry Maguire this time attacking it. Lovely in-swinging delivery.
We actually spoke today before the game about how crucial set pieces can be, especially in knockout games. And it showed today that, you know, they were very vital for us. But I think not just set pieces. We know we needed to improve that. But I think, you know, adding more goals to our game, as, you know, of course our foundation is clean sheets. And, you know, we've been really good on that. And it's nice to score a lot of goals today.
And this was the take of Stuart Pearce after the match.
Good teams now, Jim, take a pride in keeping a clean sheet. You know, top teams in world football, we should be one of those. We should be sort of looking for that now and saying, you know what, whatever happens, we don't concede a goal now. If we go and get four and five, so be it, but we don't concede a goal.
And Jordan Henderson breaks, finally breaks his England duck.
Yeah, very nice. It's a long time coming. But yeah, I was delighted to get on the score sheet. But even more pleased, you know, with the performance from the lads and the result. I thought it was a very good night, very good performance. And yeah, delighted with the outcome. But now we need to get ready and recover as best we can for a big game Wednesday.
Jordan Henderson scoring his first senior goal for England. His 62nd cap is the longest ever wait by a player before scoring their first goal for the Three Lions, beating a certain Mr. Solzhier Campbell.
Records are there to be broken.
It is Ukraine 0, England 4, and into the last four.
Now it's the semi-final at Wembley, and there are two places that, in my opinion, are open. And Gareth has to think to make, of course, the best decisions, because Sancho played well. Foden start the tournament for some reason. The same Mount, Grealish, it looks like he's not the favorite player of Gareth, but every minute he's on the pitch, he does it well. Mount is coming back. Lots of options for these two places.
The one thing I can tell you, in my experience, it's been a crushing blow going out at the semi-final stage. I've got the ultimate confidence in this group of players. That fate won't become them. I think there's enough about them, there's enough steely determination, and there's enough quality, more importantly, within this squad to go at least another step.
Right, the challenge slips it in. It's Harry Kane. It is the perfect start for England.
Obviously, there's a few of us in this team who played in that semi-final, and we know how much that hurt not to get to the final and go all the way. So, look, it's been a great tournament so far. We've ticked off the boxes as we've gone along. But look, the bottom line is we have a vision of where we want to be, and that's to be winning major tournaments. So, like I said, we're on the right track, but we know we've got a very tough game coming up. We obviously got our supporters there as well, going to have 60-odd thousand in the stadium. So, you know, we want to do them proud.
And when the England fans sing "It's Coming Home," every chorus just has that little bit more conviction there.
They are feeling that it's probably coming home.
Oh, it's more than coming home. It's coming.
It's coming home. It's coming. Football's coming home. It's coming home. It's coming home.
And this was the other quarter where Denmark beat the Czech Republic, meaning they will play England, of course, in the semi-finals. This is how it sounded on the TalkSport network.
The team which had to deal with such trauma at the start of the European Championships have made their way through to the semi-finals, and they will play at Wembley on Wednesday. It is finished. Denmark 2, the Czech Republic 1.
They got momentum. The collective belief as well, unity. I think if what we saw here, I don't think there's anything necessarily for England to fear. To be honest, I think Mailer down the left-hand side is a real threat. We know about that. Brathwaite is a powerful runner. You know, the back three defend well, but you can get at them. They're not the most mobile.
It will be much more difficult than it was against Ukraine. But I don't think England wants to lose that opportunity. And a final England, Spain, or England, Italy would be, of course, an incredible day for football, for England, for English football.
We're rolling into a semi-final against a team that have got their own fairy tale going on. Lost the first two games, Denmark. Lost arguably their best player out of the tournament, and they're on a fairy tale ride. We are as well, make no mistake. And to be fair, on the other side of the draw at the moment, the Italians are looking supreme. So the semi-finals are set up absolutely brilliantly. On to a bit of an exclusive now from my show. Yeah, Euro Game Day Live. Andros Townsend was alongside me, and this is news of his current situation.
The fact that it's the 3rd of July and pre-season has started and I'm sat in a basement with you, probably no nearer to knowing my future, to be honest.
Okay, why would you not be joining up with Palace then?
Because I'm out of contract.
So as things currently stand, you're not a Palace player?
From July the 1st, I'm not a Palace player.
Here's the cross from the far post towards Andros Townsend, who's coming in the back post, and he sticks the ball past David De Gea.
I wanted to be somewhere July the 1st, but now I want to make... I'm so excited. It's the first time in my career that I have had options. I have been a free agent, so I want to make the right move. I'm 29, I'm 30 next month. This needs to be the right move for me. So I'm just going to speak to as many clubs as possible, see all the verbal interest at the moment, see who puts it on a piece of paper, and then sit down and see which one's the best move for me.
And this is the Aston Villa midfielder, Ashley Young. Hold on. Didn't he used to play for Villa? Yeah, he did. He's gone back. Anyway, he hopes to help Villa break into Europe this season, but first he spoke about winning Serie A, not Serie A, as a lot of people say, with Inter Milan.
I've still got that hunger in my belly that I had when I was 5 years old, wanting to play and just enjoy football and go and win. To actually go out there and achieve that was a fantastic achievement. And, you know, I thank the staff and the players and my agent for making it happen. And, you know, obviously I was out there on the pitch having to do it. And, you know, I enjoyed every moment of it. Obviously, it was a disappointment because it was the pandemic. And literally, as I got there, we played a few games and then, you know, there was no fans. So that part was a disappointment. But, you know, like I say, it was a fantastic achievement and fantastic time being out there.
And Ashley Young! A cracking finish from Ashley Young.
Aston Villa was a club, as you know, is a massive club that should, for me, always be in Europe. And you know, the manager, the staff there got ambitions of the club doing that season after season, and the owners are putting the money in to do that. And I think you look at the squad, they're young, but they've got that ambition, that hunger, that desire to want to play football, to want to break into Europe. I just want to be a part of that.
On to a bit of tennis now. And Emma Raducanu's spectacular Wimbledon debut continued as the teenager stunned Sarana Kerstayer to become the youngest British woman to reach the last 16 in open era. How about that? The 18-year-old produced a brilliant attacking display, claiming the win in straight sets. Of course, that means it's 6-love, 6-no it's not. She just won without dropping a set.
I thought that if I'm not going to enjoy court one at Wimbledon, home crowd, like, what are you going to enjoy? This is literally the top of tennis. I was just so excited. And when I heard the crowd just roar for the first time, I was like, wow, I was just feeding off of their energy. I'm just so excited that I get to play in front of them again.
That's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. I don't really care as long as you get them. And don't forget to hammer that subscribe button. So, coming up today, we've got some biggies. Oh, the words are falling off. Oh, no, we haven't got any games at all. It's a rest day. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Euro Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning. So do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Oh, yeah, be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.